The Dodgers looking for their sixth straight win, taking on the Indians. Yasiel Puig in the lineup after appealing his one-game suspension for an obscene gesture in the game on Tuesday. Pick up the action, 1-0 LA in the second. Puig at the plate with runners at the corners, Corey Kluber on the hill.
Here's Yasiel Puig, runner goes, pitch is taken, throw down to second. Now Gonzalez throws back to home, and scoring on the double steal is Chris Taylor. Boy, the Dodgers ran that beautifully. A double steal with Peterson breaking for second. Gomes threw through. Eric Gonzalez cut it off in front of the bag, but threw wildly to the plate. And Taylor got a good read at third and scored. And the Dodgers have a 2-0 lead on the double steal. The next pitch swung on a high bouncer near the foul line at first. Clipped by McCarthy. Throws to first. Dug out, but not in time. Fair ball infield hit for Zimmer. Brandon McCarthy obviously doesn't know how well Bradley Zimmer runs, because if Brandon McCarthy had known that, he probably lets that ball go foul. It looked like it was going foul. He raced toward the foul line. The inning is over. The call is overturned by the crew in New York. Bradley Zimmer is out. 2-2 tie, eighth inning, one out, the 1-2 delivery. Swung on, hit high and deep to right. Chisenhall's back, tracked at the wall. It is gone for the second night in a row. The Dodgers get an eighth inning homer off Andrew Miller. Hernandez with his sixth home run and first as a pinch hitter. And the Dodgers lead 3-2 in the eighth inning. Swung on a broken bat flare into center field. This will score two more runs. And coming home to score are Turner and Bellinger, and the Dodgers have done it again. Wow.
Kenley Jansen with his 13th save as the Dodgers tie a season high with their sixth consecutive win, taking it 6-4. Justin Turner extends his hitting streak to 10 games. Brandon McCarthy in no decision, allowing one run in 5 1/3 frames. Chris Taylor, 2 hits, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. The game was delayed at the start by 50 minutes due to rain. Corey Kluber gets a no decision. He struck out his 1,000th career batter in the game. He talked to the media afterwards.
I think it's going to be ongoing. I think it's going to take work in between starts to manage it. I don't think I would say that we're out of the woods, but I think I have an idea of what I need to do to put myself in a good position when that day to pitch comes. There's stuff that I need additionally that I need to do in between starts, but hopefully I've kind of figured out a good routine to be able to go out there and pitch without issues.
Obviously, it's better. You would have liked to get a win out in this, but you reach 1,000 strikeouts. What does that mean to you?
It's a cool achievement to be mentioned with Bob Feller or whatever is very humbling. I think it's probably something that I'll come to appreciate more as time goes on. But like you said, it would have been cool to do it when we won a game. But it's not anything that I'm striving to do, I guess, to strike people out. Yeah, it's definitely there. I think I'd be lying to say that we weren't frustrated with the way we played, and obviously our record shows that. But nobody's going to feel sorry for us. We don't have a choice but to continue to try to play better and to win more games. It's really that simple. I think that, for whatever reason, we haven't been able to put different pieces together at the same time for very many games in a row, and like I said, our only choice is to try to continue to figure out, a way to do it.
It seemed after you struck out Puig in the sixth and fifth, you kind of start cruising a little bit. Is that how you felt, or is that?
Like I said, it wasn't like they really got anything going the second inning. I mean, a few infield hits and a double steal, score a couple runs, but I didn't really change anything from that point on. I think if you're referring to the strikeouts, yeah, they struck out more, but I don't think that I pitched any better from that point on than I did up until then.
The Indians come up short against the Dodgers. Manager Terry Francona spoke after.
You know, they kind of scratched those two runs. You know, one's on a swinging bunt and the other one's on a first and third that we didn't execute very well. And boy, then he kind of bared down and we had one walk. I think he had a hit batsman and 10 strikeouts. It was good. Gave us a chance.
Is it tempting maybe to send him back out for one more inning?
Or? No. I think he was about, that was about right where we needed to stop him.
Terry Miller's been so good. Is it kind of, shocking when he?
Well, I don't know, but shock. I think he's human. I think that he's, I think he has been so good that, incredibly good that, when he gives up a run, everybody kind of makes you, like you just said. But he'll be fine. He's, he threw a fastball that was probably a ball off the plate, and a really good hitter against left-hand pitching. Got the barrel to it. It carried out. His neck was really stiff. I think earlier in the day, I think he hoped it would kind of loosen up, and I think it did a little bit, but it was going this way. It was really hard for him to, he tried to give it a go as much as he could. Then at one point, I think it was about 6 o'clock, we just said, okay, just get treatment and hopefully we don't make something that could be a day or two, 4 or 5 days. I don't know. Something we probably talk about tomorrow, right in the heat of the game, is probably not the best time. Just, it's obviously a huge play. And, the one thing, in the minor leagues, they don't have replay. So I think guys can get a little bit, I don't want to say lackadaisical, that's not the right word, but maybe careless in their footwork. I was surprised the umpire actually called him out to begin with, because even when they went to replay, it was pretty obvious that he was off there pretty good.
On the double steal, has he got to come in front of the bag and come?
No, we actually had a little bit of a miscommunication there. We were, and again, I don't want to give our plays away, but he did the right thing. Just the timing of the way we executed it wasn't what we were looking for. Yeah, we our priority was the guy at third. We didn't do that the way we wanted to.
You're not one to look too far back or focus on overall records about moving forward, but you guys being at 500, I know you even said at some point you kind of are what your record says you are. Is that kind of reflective of where you feel like you guys are at right now?
Yeah. I mean, the one thing I do, I think we were talking today, our record is – that's what matters, whether it was a week ago or, that I don't get too carried away with that. But, we've been inconsistent in a lot of areas, and at the moment we're a 500 team. So where do we go from here? We really, fortunately, we got a lot of baseball in front of us, but we need to, we need to get moving, and we the guys know that. I mean, I know that the guys. We just, we need to. We need to, let's say, pay attention to details. That's probably and you want to do it while you're really getting after it. It can't just have one or the other. I guess that's the way I would describe the play at second. Those are things we're not right now. We can't get away with that, not against a team like that.
Up next, the Indians try and avoid the sweep against the Dodgers on Thursday with Josh Tomlin on the hill.